Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The United States strike on the airbase in Syria that was the origin for the Syrian chemical attacks is a signal to major players in this world today. That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon has more on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
This did have to happen, and it looks like it's been a success.
Well, it has been a success. We'll see what the aftermath is, Jimmy. 59 cruise missiles launched from the Eastern Med at a military base there near home, Syria, was intended to send a number of messages. Certainly one to President Bashar Assad there in Damascus, that the sort of behavior that we saw on the 4th of April by gassing with a nerve gas innocent women, men, and children and babies is intolerable, something that no human being should tolerate. The second message, I think, is that it sent a message to Moscow saying, look, you gave us guarantees that all the poisonous gas was removed years ago. Obviously, that didn't happen. Our trust in you has waned. And oh, by the way, why don't you back down in your confrontations in the Ukraine as well as along the Green Line from the Baltics to the stands? So there were other messages as well.
Talk to me, how in the world do they know that for sure it was Syria that did this? In other words, Bob, Russia is denying that Syrians were involved in this, that they actually bombed a warehouse where some of the opposition rebel groups trying to take down Bashar Assad had stored some chemical weapons, some Syrian gas. How do you determine, is that the case or was Russia right?
I will tell you that we have, obviously, satellite imagery that we track aircraft, would track where various munitions would be stored and how they were uploaded. You put all that together in an intelligence analysis, and then you present that to the leader of the country, and he makes the decision accordingly.
Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon with the information about the U.S. attack on the Syrian airbase that originated the Syrian aircraft and its chemical attack on its own people. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The United States strike on the airbase in Syria that was the origin for the Syrian chemical attacks is a signal to major players in this world today. Notice, if you will, the two major nations that received this message, Syria and Russia. When you look at Ezekiel 38:2, that's Russia. And then Daniel 11:40 mentions the king of the north, which is modern-day Syria. These two nations are very much connected to the alignment of nations that will come against the Jewish state of Israel in the last days. Russia, Ezekiel 38, will be the leader of this alignment of nations, and Syria, Daniel chapter 11, will be the first nation to make its move against the Jewish state. Presently, both Russia and Syria at Israel's northern border are in a position to fulfill these prophetic scenarios found in God's Word. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...